At 2:15 this afternoon, the crowd started gathering around the Yukon River, the banks of the Yukon River in Kel-Tag, to watch Martin Boozer drive his team across the ice to head into Kel-Tag. Some people waited about 2 hours for Boozer to arrive.
Yeah.
So far down.
Across the river.
Across the
river.
Oh, I see.
Can you get him with that big monster lens?
This way, have a hard time.
Yeah, coming this way now.
Let's see.
Oh, G, oh. Oh. Hey, G.
Sign your name, dear. Larry's going to ride your sled and you can lead him. You want to park in the sunny side? You go around.
I know where.
Okay.
Same
Larry,
place.
Where are
I'll,
you?
I'll park them. They'll go where I tell them. They were here a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Let go of that dog, please. Hey, G.
Do you have the official time?
We have 14:24.
Well, I thought I was going to be here at 3. Because it was taking me forever and a day. So I thought I was going to be here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The disadvantage, of course, is you've got all those people breathing down your neck. I don't think there's an advantage in this kind of trail. I was hoping for a little storm. But I really wasn't hoping for myself to be in a little storm. It was, I got the perfect wrong timing there. It snowed all the time while I was resting them, and then of course we had to break out the trail. Huh, guys? I'll go get you some water real quick. I was sad because they were looking so super healthy and strong, and now they have lost a bit of weight. But
how long do you plan on staying here?
Oh, about a half a day. But I probably won't get that luxury, but we'll see.
You were just here a little bit ago for the putty race. You know this trail very well.
Yeah, more importantly though, most of the dogs have been on it too. So that might come in handy. They might remember where Unalakleet is and beyond. So yeah.
What do you see in the dogs when they do know the trail and they do know what to expect?
Well, they kind of perk up. They look around and they act. They, you know, just like kids knowing where they're going. They're not going to ask you, are we going to get there soon or are we there yet? You know, they're just doing their thing and they know that we're going to be there soon.
So that just some confidence there and...
Confidence and familiarity. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The time that you made it over from Eagle Island, you know, we're watching you on the GPS tracker, watching your speed.
Is it the world's slowest?
I'm sure that was, you know, trail conditions and the fact that your dogs were feeling a little under the weather.
Did that go backwards at any point? No, not obviously. Well, what's more important, though, is how the other people are doing on the tracker. And since I haven't had a printout or a look at any stats or anything, I have no idea how fast other people are going. But if they go much faster than me, then more power to them.
Martin Boozer was first into Kel-Tag this afternoon at 2:24 with 11 dogs. It took him 11 hours and 43 minutes to travel the 57 miles from Eagle Island. The next section of trail is the 85-mile run to Unalakleet. Reporting in Kel-Tag, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.